Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This month, we are bringing you Pray Every Day because of Healing Every Day in the Everyday Devotional Series, which was started by Jesus Every Day, which inevitably started this podcast. So it's kind of cool. They're all in one family. There will be a book coming out the end of this year called Outrageous Grace Every Day, which will be walking you through the entire book of Romans in 90 days. I'm really excited about that one. So anyway, the Healing Every Day is just my journey of healing through the scriptures and the insight that God has given me as I've walked this very, 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 very long journey. Journey of healing. And so if you're discouraged about your journey and you think it's taking too long, just know that you're not alone. I have definitely felt that way before. Anyway, if that resonates with you, pick up the book. And today's verse comes from Lamentations 3, verses 57 through 58, New American Standard Version of the Bible. It says this: "You drew near when I called on you. You said, 'Do not fear.' Oh Lord, you have pleaded my soul's cause. You have redeemed my life." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I am so grateful for prophets like Jeremiah who said it like it was. He was so honest with you, and you did not despise that honesty. And I pray for my friend today that you would give them similar honesty when they pray. Lord, thank you that we don't have to decorate ourselves to look awesome or a certain way for us to be able to pray. There's no hurdle or obstacle we need to jump over to be able to pray right now in this moment when we can be sin-stained or sin-scarred or sin-affected. We still, because you are that advocate who sits at the right hand of the throne of the Father interceding for us, we have the ability to come to you right now and be honest. And Lord, Lord, you will draw near to us when we call on you. And I pray that today, that those who feel far from you, you would draw near. And they would experience your tangible presence. They would understand that you are with them. You are for them. You have adopted them. You have grafted them into your family. And what a beautiful thing that is. We help us to live in light of our identity as children of you. Lord, help us also for those of us who are battling anxiety and fear and worry. In this scripture, you said, "Do not fear." And so, Lord, I know that that's mentioned throughout the Bible, one of the greatest commandments of in terms of how often it's mentioned. And yet, obviously, since you said it so many times to us, it must be a problem that we experience. And I know I do. I fear far too much. I worry about all sorts of things, money, I worry about people. I worry about relationships. I worry about energy, having energy for things. I worry about the future. And Lord, yet you hold all of those things in your hand. And the scripture says, in you, all things hold together. And so, Father, we do not need to fear. We need to trust and have faith in you. So for those who feel weak to do that, I pray give them the strength. I pray your spirit would empower them today to trust you for the thing that scares them to death. Lord, I'm so grateful that you have pleaded my soul's cause. What beautiful language Jeremiah uses there. You pled on behalf of my soul, and you do that now as you intercede to the Father. You are pleading our case as an advocate, and it's just so amazing. And this is truth that we can rest our lives on. We do not need to fear because you are there interceding for us, even when we are not interceding for ourselves, even when other people are not interceding for us. You are, because we are your children, and you delight to intercede. Lord, thank you for redemption. Thank you for redeeming my life, for spending your life for mine, and bringing me back from the brink of disaster into your glorious and marvelous light. I pray that for my friend today, that they would experience that salvation of being set free from the past and being able to experience forgiveness today and your presence forevermore. Lord, help us to spend our lives in gratitude and worship toward you who have done so much. If that was all there was, we could live the rest of our lives with joy and contentment because you have redeemed our lives from the pit. You have set our feet on a rock, making our footsteps firm. You are so good, and we trust you and love you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. One of the things that you can do to help this show is to do a review or a rating on iTunes or Stitcher. You can write just two sentences. Hey, this podcast really blesses me every day, helps me grow in my relationship with God. Give it a 5-star review. That helps. This just gets it into the hands of more. So if you just have like 1.2 minutes today and you did that for me, I would so appreciate it. Thanks so much and have an amazing day.